Good morning, Front Range. My name is Justin McKay, and since February, I've been on staff as one of the church planting residents. My wife and I moved here this past February to be a part of the team here to learn how to plant a church here in Denver. And we can say for sure that we have learned a ton about church planting, and we are so thankful for this church that is sending us out equipped, ready to be planting a church here in Denver. We are continuing that journey as a new church plant, and we're planting in Arvada. And the name of our church is The Local Church. And we would love your prayers, because we need prayer that you would pray for us as a couple, that you would pray for our baby that's on the way, that's due in January. And we would love for you to be praying for us as we plant this church and be praying for the people of Arvada as we begin in 2021. But with that said, I am sad to say that my residency here at Front Range is coming to an end as we begin our next steps. And I've been able to serve and meet so many of you at this church. And because of that, I'm leaving as a very blessed man to be able to be a part of this church. I'm thankful for Pastor Ernest, this team, and the many of you that I have met. So Front Range, thank you for this opportunity to be with you this year. Well, we are less than 1 week away from ushering in 2021. And most of us didn't know how 2020 was going to be. And a lot of us are really excited for the year 2021 to begin. But as we look into 2021, we have no idea what's going to happen. But as we look back, none of us would have imagined 2020 being a year full of a pandemic, murder hornets, the fact that we had to maybe fight each other for toilet paper, and lastly, that we would be introduced to the Tiger King. But seriously, this year has been hard for many of us. And as we look and approach to 2021, we have no idea what's next, and it's uncertain. The new year is not a finish line that we cross over to a guaranteed easy year. And today, I want to talk about the uncertainty of what lies ahead. And even though that 2021 is uncertain, there is one certain thing that we can all hold true to. And it's this big idea that I want to talk about today, that the God of hope will empower us for whatever lies ahead. That the God of hope will empower us for whatever lies ahead. And the passage of scripture that I want to talk about to support this is a promise for Christ followers that that will exactly happen, that the God of hope will empower us for what lies ahead. And if you have your Bibles, we're going to be in Romans chapter 15, starting in verse 13. So if you have your Bibles, turn there with me. And it says this in verse 13, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." What you need to know about this portion of scripture is that it comes from a letter from the Apostle Paul that he's writing to one of the first churches in Rome. And the purpose of this is to lay out a prayer for this church in Rome. And though that this prayer was for the specific people in this church, it also serves as a prayer for us. And who wouldn't want the same thing that Paul prayed for these people to be true for us? And today, I want to use this prayer and bring out two steps for us, to lay out two practical steps for us as we approach 2021, as we see hope overflow through us. And that first step is this. For hope to overflow through us, we must acknowledge God. Look at how Paul starts this prayer by acknowledging God. He says, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace." I love how Paul starts this prayer with this, as he says, "God, you are the God of hope." There are many attributes to God, but the one that's important for us today and to recognize is the fact that God is a God of hope. And I believe Paul started this way because he felt a felt need in his church. And today, I feel the same need in our church, in the global church. And I believe that there are many right now watching that this video, this sermon, as a reminder that the God that we worship, the God that we serve, is a God of hope. Hear that. The God that we love and worship is a God of hope. But what's also striking about this portion in this prayer from Paul is that it's clear for hope to overflow into Paul's life, he has to acknowledge God first. He acknowledges that hope belongs to God and God alone, that no one and no thing can credit hope but God. I was taught at an early age when you receive a gift that you always look at the card on the gift first. You do this because you want to acknowledge the giver of the gift first. This honored the person that gave you the gift. And the relationship that you had with the giver of the gift was the most important thing of all. And the giver of the gift had greater value than the gift itself. And what Paul is doing is exactly that. He's acknowledging the giver of the hope. He's acknowledging God above all else. And believers in Christ, today, right now, you and I know that the hope of God is available to us. But it's important for us to lay out a deeper foundation of who the giver of that hope is so we can take that proper step heading into 2021. But how do we practically do that? How do we practically acknowledge God? I want to give you a couple of ways. And one way that we could do that is actually how we start our mornings. I'm really guilty of this. I don't know about you, but when I wake up, literally the first thing I'm tempted to do is pick up my phone and start scrolling, whether it's checking email or responding to the text I missed overnight or checking social media. That's typically the first thing I do. But what if, in our attempt to acknowledge God, that we don't actually pick up our phones, but as we roll out of bed and our feet touch the floor, what if we stopped and acknowledged God by saying Psalm 118, verse 24, and it says this, "This is the day that the Lord has made." What if we did that rather than picking up our phones in the morning? What if we also had a visible reminder of what God has done in our lives, a place where we write down the things that we've seen God do? In my house, Lacey, my wife and I, we have a board, a chalkboard, of where we write all the things and words and phrases that we are reminded of what God has done. One in particular on the board in our house are four letters that say FRCC. We wrote that last year when we got our acceptance letter to the residency here at Front Range Christian Church. And when we walk by that board and see those four letters, we're reminded of the amazing work God did to bring us to Denver and to have us be a part of this wonderful church. Those are some practical ways. Front Range, the first step we need to do to have a year full of hope is to, one, acknowledge God. The second step is to trust God. Paul, after saying, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace," puts in this small phrase that I love, "as you trust him." What Paul is doing is showing that Christ followers have a role in experiencing the hope of God. And that role for Christ followers is to put their absolute trust and faith in God. And as I've prepared this message for you all this week, I've realized that trust is an area that I'm struggling in right now as a church planter. Of course, I trust that God has sent his son to die for me. I trust that. But trusting that God is working all things for my good, that's something I'm struggling with right now, if I'm completely honest. It's difficult for me to trust because I love control. I'd rather put my hands on a problem or worry a problem away rather than letting it go and trusting God. And if I were honest with you right now, it's pretty safe to say I'm a little nervous on how next year is going to play out in the middle of a pandemic that's still going on, of how are we going to gather people to plant a new church. I'm a little nervous about that. But as I've prepared this message, God has convicted me that I need to let go and trust him in this season. And one practical way of doing that was to, when I'm confronted with fear or that kind of tension of feeling nervous, is to literally stop in that moment and say these words, "God, this is out of my control. Help me trust you." And as I've prepared this message this week, that phrase and that practical thing has actually helped me take steps to trust God. But what about you? Do you have a tight grip on control right now? Are you trusting in yourself? Or are you trusting God? Do you need to adopt the same prayer that I adopted this week of pausing and saying, "This is out of my control. Help me trust you, God"? When we commit to these two steps of acknowledging God for who he is, and then trusting him with all that we have, a beautiful thing happens. And Paul says this, when we do these two things, we overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. I grew up in a house without a dishwasher. We had to manually wash our hands or wash the dishes with our hands. And so when I moved into college, into my first home, first house in college, we had a dishwasher. And I made the mistake of putting liquid dish soap in this dishwasher. Now, if you've ever done this, you know full well this is a bad idea and it creates a huge mess. When you put liquid dish soap in a dishwasher, it overflows with bubbles. Now, typically, this is a bad thing because it gets everywhere, it can ruin your floors, and you've got a mess on your hands. But I want you to take that image of bubbles overflowing and use that as a picture of hope overflowing. Just like when Paul said, so that that you may overflow with hope. Imagine hope, just like the bubbles overflowing out of that dishwasher. Imagine hope overflowing into our homes, in our workplaces, in our neighborhoods, and in our communities. Imagine that with me. Hope is contagious, and it can start with you today. And the steps I've laid out today, acknowledging God, the God of hope, and then trusting Him with all that you have, are the proper steps to help ensure that hope can overflow. That's my prayer for all of us today. May that be true of us Front Range and the entire church and the whole world. Let's pray. Oh God, thank you for your good news that we can trust you, that you are with us, that we don't have to be afraid of what's ahead. We have a certainty today and tomorrow and forever that you, the God of hope, will be with us. And I pray that every person listening to this would feel encouraged to take the next steps of acknowledging you when they wake up in the morning and when they go to bed at night. They acknowledge what you've done throughout the day and they praise you for that. And lastly, that every person watching this would take a step of trusting you deeper and deeper and deeper because you are all that we have, God. And I pray that would be true of us. God, may we be a church that acknowledges you, the God of hope, and that we would be a church that trusts you with all that we have. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.